Good morning. A storm system heading through the area today will produce lots of clouds and scattered showers, even some sleet around this morning, making for some slippery travel across parts of northern New York and central and northern Vermont. But most places will see just plain rain showers here and there today. And with a lot of energy moving through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a rumble of thunder and a burst of rain cannot be ruled out during the morning and into the afternoon. As the system passes through, we'll see more showers around tonight. High temperatures will top out in the 50s today on average and then drop back to near 40 overnight tonight. Tomorrow we'll have some leftover clouds in the morning, then increasing sunshine throughout the day as high pressure moves back in. It'll become breezy out of the northwest and turn cooler with highs staying in the 40s. High pressure will continue to dominate on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back up toward 50. A storm system moving through the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic states will approach Friday night and early on Saturday. The exact track of this storm will determine what we get, but it looks like at least a chance of some rain or snow for southernmost New York and southern New England. If the storm takes a more northerly track, more folks in the northeast could see precipitation out of this one, so we'll watch it as we head through the rest of the work week and into the weekend. Either way, temperatures Saturday afternoon should make it into the 40s to around 50 and into the lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. A few showers as milder air works its way in for the day on Monday and into Tuesday. Both days will be up into the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over much of eastern Kansas and southwestern Missouri. And there's also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over much of Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, into northern Virginia. Gusty winds and hail will be the primary threats, but an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out, especially in eastern Kansas. And out west, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories continue for the Sierra and mountains of northern California. 3 to 6 inches of additional snow, with up to 10 inches of snow, is possible at elevations above 5,000 feet. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Carbondale, Illinois, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Yasuj, Iran, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 63 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Enders Lake, Nebraska. The 90-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1998 by 8 degrees. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, we have moderate blowing snow and fog with 1/16 of a mile visibility and 12 degrees, a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 18, 43% relative humidity. No wind at the moment and 29.94 inches on the barometer, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 10 above at Frenchville, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, showers likely with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 35. That's 5 degrees below normal. No snowfall in the area yesterday, 5.1 inches for the month, which is 4.3 inches below normal, and 23.3 inches on the season, which is 32.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 85, set in 1945, and the record low, 3, above zero in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps some sleet this morning, highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, snow showers in the mountains, with lows in the mid-30s, though closer to 30 across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 50s. More showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers, perhaps some sleet this morning. A thunderstorm possible as well with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 50s. More showers tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then sunshine, breezy and cooler in the afternoon, upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 on Friday. Friday night into Saturday, some snow or rain possible in southern New York and New England. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Partly sunny, lower 50s on Sunday. And a chance of showers Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to near 60 both days. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.